Does everyone have what they need? And this was all the crazy idea of Rabbi Bachman. And we had no idea what this was going to be like. We maybe thought maybe a week or two, maybe the first month. And now we've done 95,000 meals. Okay, remember, the first 200 sandwiches are going to the Park Slope Women's Shelter. I've never really worked in a crisis situation before. I've certainly worked in openings, in restaurant openings, and I have cooked for large numbers of people. This had a totally different quality. It was like time stood still in some ways. There was a lot of sadness. There were people who came to work in this kitchen who had no homes. I mean, this just brought tears to our eyes, but they wanted to be part of the relief effort. Do they want apples? This place almost became addictive. You did not want to go home. You couldn't wait to come back the next morning and just be part of this. When food becomes bigger than just the food, but when it really becomes a source of real nourishment, emotional nourishment, it changes everything. So it's just wonderful to be able to have that feeling every single day that we come in here. And I think everyone who works here feels that way. There's no reason all the volunteers have to come back, you know, but I think they leave feeling very valued and honored to be part of this operation.